Value Market is Louisville's grocer. Since 1978, Value Market has been your neighborhood grocery store for all of life's best moments. Value Market gets it. Life is busy. That's why Value Market has curbside and delivery since 2013, freeing up more of your time for the more important things in life. Kids' ball games, family visits, work, tailgating, and cookouts. Value Market gets it. That's why Value Market has four area locations to serve your grocery needs. Mid-City Mall, Outer Loop Plaza, Iroquois Manor, and Mount Washington. At Value Market, you got savings in the bag. ValueMarket.com.
Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.
Where do you go to find all your favorite wine, beer, and spirits with selections customized to local tastes? For over 25 years, that go-to place has been Cox's Spirit Shop. Cox's, Louisville's go-to liquor store.
Broadcasting live from the Liquor Barn Studios, you're listening to The Diener Show on ESPN 680, 105.7, and 93.9 The Ville. Now, here's Mark Blankenbaker and Jeff Lightsey Jr.
My days at Louisville are over. I love the fans. I think when they reconcile with Tom Jurich, then I would possibly consider coming back. But until that day happens, I think it's better that I stay in New Rochelle.
All right, we're back.
Screw you, Peyton Steven. How about that? That's what Rick Pitino just said to you. I don't know how you feel about it. I know how I feel about it. You know, Rick Pitino just said, piss off, Russ Smith. Piss off, Peyton Steven, Luke Hancock, SVT. I don't know how you feel about that. I don't know how you can hear that and just be like, what the hell, coach? But I mean, I didn't play for him either. You know what I'm saying? But I really want to know. And when Luke comes back, or, you know, Peyton's now working for U of L, it's going to be tough for him
to really comment. He's not going to say much.
But like, legit, like, if you've played for Coach Pitino and you have all this love for Coach, obviously, and then you hear that, like, how does that make you feel?
I mean, can't make you feel great. The best way to put it is, and I don't know if they feel this way, this is just how I felt. It felt like, you know, just by his comments yesterday, it was like, almost like he was cosplaying as the U of L coach for 17 years. Like, it was a 17-year experiment to get an ex jealous, which was Kentucky. And that sucks, man. Like, that sucks because, like, a lot of people, and I said this on, you know, on the drive yesterday, you know, a lot of people, their forever coach is Denny Crum. Like, they grew up with Denny Crum. Sure. They watched him win championships, all that stuff.
But Rick was here for a long time.
And that's what I'm getting at. People like 35 and under, or 30 and under, like myself, like, what? My version of Denny Crum was Rick Pitino.
Yeah.
Like Rick Pitino's hired in, what, 2001? I was born in 95. So he's the only coach I ever knew, like, successful U of L basketball coach that I ever knew was Rick Pitino.
A lot less scandal with
Denny. Yeah, over 30 years. But you get what I'm saying? It's like, that's the only coach I ever knew. And for him to come out and be like, yeah, I actually love you guys, like, a lot, and I really wish I never would have left, and, you know, you guys treated me horribly, but I understand now, and it's like, man, I'm so happy for you. It's like, what the hell is going on? Am I in the Twilight Zone? So much so that I'm going to give to your football NIL? Like, come on, bro. Like, that stinks. I mean, it just stinks.
It's ruining my good mood. My good mood, Jeff. Well, what is going to pick up my mood is Baranos later on today. So they're serving Louisville-style pizza since 1977, 13 area locations. Phil Baker's going to bring that pie. And, you know, besides the award-winning pizza, they serve pasta, sandwiches, salads, apps, including chicken wings, which I don't think I've ever tried the Baranos chicken wings. I need to change that. The dine-in, carry-out, delivery, and you can order online at Baranos.com. Baranos Pizza, yeah, it's that good. And thank you so much to Phil Baker for going and picking that up, and George Timmerine and his crew for making it and doing that. And they would never They would never denigrate the city and the fans of Louisville. They wouldn't do that. They're not that type of people. Also, Inside Churchill Downs tonight, 6 p.m., immediately following the mixtape on ESPN Stadium 105.7, and then Reds at Cardinals about 7:45. I think the Reds beat the Cardinals last night, if I'm remembering that correctly. Ooh. Should know that because I bet on them. How can I keep track of all the bets? Actually made like two mistakes the other day betting. It really ticked me off.
Oh man!
Like I was on DraftKings and I got like a bonus bet, and I was like, "What do I do with this soccer game?" I think it was the soccer game. I can't remember. And I bet it, but I'd bet it the other way previously in the day, so I was conflicted. But I was like, and so then I was like, I was on both sides of it. I didn't knowingly hedge.
Oh, okay.
But like I like to have all my stuff going the same direction. You know what I mean? But man, that pissed me off. And then when you use a bonus bet, they don't let you cash it out because there's no cash out.
You can't get it
back.
And
I'm like, crap.
Can't get it back.
And then it was like, I don't know. So I was just like, whatever, we'll just let it ride. This is the way it's going to be. So it kind of ticked me off. But it's the little mistakes like that that make me mad because attention to detail matters.
It matters.
And Pat Kelsey knows that. And, you know, that was some of the stuff that I was really hearing yesterday from PK and from the players was that, hey, man, these details really, you know, attention to detail really makes a big difference in what they're trying to do.
Yeah. No, I mean, it really does. And the one thing, because on two separate occasions, myself and Tony tried to get Kelsey to, like, identify a player. Like, who's standing out so far? Like, who's – and he tried to back him into a corner, and he weaseled his way out of it. He's like, no, man, come on. It's June. I can tell you. There's nobody standing out just now. But the only thing that he gave clear indication was – and then we end up seeing it play out, like, in real time – was – they asked him about leadership. Who's stepping up, like, as a vocal leader?
Yeah.
In the first name, he said, you know, everybody's doing their job, whatever. But the one name that he did say was Javon Hadley. Mm. And then when Javon Hadley came in, it's like, oh, I understand why he said you.
Yeah.
Like, it makes sense. Like, you seem to have a grasp on this part of your, you know, what you came here to do. Like, you came here to play basketball, but to handle the media stuff and talking and speaking well and speaking clear and concise, like, Javon Hadley seems to have that down. Yeah. And obviously we didn't know anything about anybody, but I didn't know that would be, like, his role. And it looks like he's going to be able to carve that out for this year's team to be the spokesperson, to speak about what's going on, how to describe everything. And
how many first-round picks did they have at Colorado last year?
They had two and then had a second-round
pick. Wow, so that's a good team Hadley's coming from.
A really good team.
And he was a good piece.
And he said, and think about that. They had two first-round picks and an early second-round pick, and he was like, man, I like this team. Like, this team is good.
Dude, now, they hired Danny Manning. They're going to suck.
Is that what came through your mind?
Yeah.
I just came like, man, they're going to stink.
They're going to suck. They lost that many players and Hadley, and they hired Danny Manning. That's going the wrong way, bro. Keep an eye out on that Colorado coach. If he coaches through that. Hey, that's a dude.
Shout out to
that's
him.
A dude.
Because it's funny, but to Hadley's point though, he really likes this team. And the thing I heard you bring it up earlier was like defensively, like we could really be a good defensive team, and that was very encouraging to hear.
Yeah, pretty cool stuff. And you know, I love to. All the stories that kind of come out of the recruitments, Chucky Hepburn talking about how Akoya Gal kind of helped recruit him.
Yeah,
you know, Akoya, who's, you know, got, like, he's involved in basketball. He's done some cool stuff. After he got eliminated, Akoya, in 2019 by Minnesota, Ennis and I were up there in Des Moines, and he didn't go back with a team because he had like a family member, because he's from Nebraska, it's not too far from Iowa, that came up to Des Moines, and he hung out with us after the game.
Oh wow.
And like, we're like, I can buy you a drink now, like, you know, the rules are different, like, you're done, like, so we hung out with Akoya. It was a cool moment. But to hear that Chucky Hepburn kind of had a connection with Akoya that helped, you know, get him connected with Coach Kelsey, and then Akoya took him around town, and then Chucky's like cutting on Akoya. He's like, yeah, I found my barber. but not because of Okoye, because he's got like a receding hairline.
He's like, yeah, he didn't cut my hair. He helped me find a barber, but he didn't cut my hair.
Which
like,
pissed Ennis off.
Yeah, Ennis is like, hey.
Ennis is like.
Even in the presser, he made like a face. He was like, oh, I don't know. Right. I don't know. We ain't going to talk about guys with receding. There's a few of us in here. Because it wasn't just Ennis. It was a few of them in here. He's like, a few of us in here that don't have the hair that you have, sir. Yeah. Everybody doesn't have the lovely locks that you have. This
How
hair.
Do you feel about that? Like, I almost feel like I want to go to like a bald barber. Because they're going to have an appreciation for hair. You know what I mean?
What is a like, bald barber, Mark? What know, is that?
Like
what
a is barber it? Who has lost his hair.
Okay. Oh, okay. You know what I'm saying? So, okay, I got you.
A barber.
Like who's actually bald.
Because
okay.
He's going to have an appreciation for me having hair where I probably take it for granted. You know what I mean?
My barber's bald. Shout out to Tez,
see what
man.
I'm saying? He probably appreciates that you have hair and he wants to take good care of it. If you go to a barber with hair, does he appreciate your hair like... You know, because the guy's lost it. You know, if a guy's lost it, he's probably appreciating the hair that you have and wants to take care of it, groom it, because he knows how delicate that balance could be. Well, right? Right, mean, in this?
Possibly.
Right in this?
Possibly.
So anyway,
I
thought
that was cool. How often do you go to the barbershop, Mark, since we are on this? Like, do you go to the barbershop?
I went to a Derby City Chop Shop yesterday.
Okay.
And, yeah, I got a haircut. I was way overdue.
How often do you normally, like...
I try to go every 2.5 to 3 weeks.
3 weeks? Okay.
But it probably... that was probably 5 or 6.
Mm, okay.
That was a lot. Hey, when you have a 2-year-old, Jeff, toddler, she's not even 2 yet, you get it in when you get it in.
I got you.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, I couldn't go 5 weeks without a haircut, though.
No.
Nah.
No, I bet not.
Yeah,
I mean, it was driving me insane for about 2 weeks. You know, it drove me nuts. But, and I have 2 places where I get my hair cut.
You have 2 places? See, that's another thing.
I work,
there's nothing wrong with that. But
I work in 1 place and I live in another.
Mm-hmm.
And so schedules have to dictate this.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? So I
understandably
have to kind of develop 2 spots for a lot of different things. But yeah, so yeah, did that yesterday. So you go how often?
I can't really go 10 days without a haircut.
No, 10 days?
Yeah, I can't really. Like, if it gets over 10 days, it's like, all right, gee.
What's your budget for haircuts?
It's not too crazy. Like,
it's not too crazy?
My haircut's probably about $30 a pop. Like, yeah.
So every 10 days, 36 cuts a year, $30 a pop.
Yeah.
That's a lot of money, bro.
Hey, you know, it's something.
Is that like $9,000 a year?
I mean, hang on. I don't know.
No, it's not that much. Yeah. Hang on. No.
Yeah,
no.
I mean, I got to go every 10. Like pushing it.
Zero
like
there?
2 weeks is pushing it. Like, I start to look like a wildebeest.
36 but. Times 30. Yeah, that's $1,080 a year.
Hey, that's not bad. I spent $1,080 a year on a lot of other stuff.
And you
that
do tip
work.
Too? Well, $30 including tip?
Yeah, including
ish,
tip. Yeah,
ish.
Something like that. Yeah, I can get a little
depends
more sometimes.
On the conversation.
Yeah, it depends on how bad I look too, and how much hair you're cutting off. Like,
all right,
you know. So like all that.
$1,100 a year on haircuts.
Yeah, man. Gotta do what you gotta do.
Jeez, bro.
Gotta do what you gotta do, man. Gotta get that because that's one. Like, there's things that you bet like rent. You know, or mortgage, or you know, food. Damn, haircuts is right in there. You know what I mean? Like, it's in there. Like, it just is. It's part of the look. The same clothes, shoes. Like, you know, haircuts for me is that's part of the natural habitat of living.
Let's read some text. Let's read some text here. See if there's anything about Jeff's hair in here. Some stuff on cities. Real quick, that was said in the end of last hour. I live in Charlotte, and it's actually a bigger city than Cincinnati and Pittsburgh, but we refer to it as a good vanilla ice cream. It's nice, but it's nothing unique and special. And he said he moved from New York City. And it makes him sad every single day, which I get like that's how I feel about Charlotte. Like, it's not bad. It's just like, it's all right.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's not bad. Like, Philadelphia, bad. Memphis, bad. Like you really don't need to be there. And like the last time I was in Detroit, like I felt like that was bad, but it's been a long time since I've been in Detroit. So I don't feel like I can really properly rip Detroit having not been there for a long time. The last time I was there, it wasn't great, but I heard it's better. So
Detroit's got a lot of character.
Yeah. It's a good Friday when you have James, Sheriff, and Jeff doing the show. Heck yeah, man. So Texter says, I have a Pinot portrait tattoo that I got after we won the national championship. I'm going to make this promise now. This is the texter saying this. If Pat Kelsey just simply gets us back into the tournament, I'm having my artist put Pat's glasses on Rick.
It's actually good.
Yeah.
I like that.
Texter wants to know, was Rick Pitino spitting on his former players when he was coaching Louisville? It's a different thing. He's coaching a different team.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't denigrate Louisville. He didn't donate to Kentucky while he was at Louisville, did mm-hmm. he? Like, you know, did he? I mean, he didn't do any of that. Like,
not as far as we know.
It's a different thing, man. And you know, you can say, you can support Mark Pope. I have absolutely zero problem
yeah,
with that.
Yeah, it's not a problem
like,
with that.
Absolutely
yeah,
no problem.
He played
problem
for
with
you.
That.
It makes sense.
Yeah.
But to, like, to the overextending of the support is what seemed, and the kind of, like, you know, poo poo in Louisville to big up Kentucky is the problem.
Right.
Here. That's the problem.
Texter says, Jeff, they ain't like us. Our hair is different.
Yes, you're right. Exactly.
I know. I know that's the case. I understand that is the case.
Yeah, Mark was astonished.
I didn't know.
Yeah,
like, every 3 weeks, that's normal.
3 weeks, yes.
Well, really, I like two. If I can do two, but realistically, having a toddler, it's not going to happen. So
yeah.
The goal now is three.
Yeah. So like, I 3 weeks, I'm telling you, I look like a wildebeest. Like, I just can't
really
do it. Yeah, 3 weeks is just not an option.
Huh.
Like, 2 weeks is pushing it. The sweet spot is really weekly. Is this when I lived in Bowling Green, it was weekly.
And like Scott Satterfield could cut his own hair. You couldn't do
yeah,
that.
Hell no. Come on, hell no. I wouldn't let a lot of people cut my hair, let alone myself. No.
Has anybody ever made a mistake cutting your hair?
Oh, absolutely.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
What happens? Like, what was the biggest issue or, like, the biggest problem?
They can push you back, push your hairline back.
Oh, really?
Mm-mm, yeah, can't go for that. We used to call them, like, if you got a messed up hairline or, like, I ain't never been too crazy, but I didn't have, like, push it back or, like, what we call a $5 F-up is the best way to put it. It's like, yeah, you got, like, if you look like Deron Lamb or somebody, is the best way to put it, to give you a visual. Like, a Deron Lamb cut, that was a $5 F-up. Yeah, it was like, nah.
So you only pay $5 for that?
Nah, it just means it's what it looked like.
Oh,
it looks
okay,
like you only paid $5. I paid, like I said, $30, $35. I've spent as much as $50. Yeah, you look like you paid $5.
Yeah.
Or it looked like you got lined up by a butter knife. I can't go for that.
Oh.
Hell no. Like, yeah, certain things we can't
lined
do, man.
Up by a butter knife.
A butter knife.
I did not think I'd hear that on the show today. I did not think I'd hear that on the show today. The worst that's ever happened for me, I had, like, somebody nick my ear, you know, blood. You know,
okay.
That hurt.
Yeah.
Or, like, they use, like, the wrong number on, like, the side, and so you end up going way shorter on the side.
So it's so funny. So when I got to college, so, like, I didn't know how, like when you guys go to the barbershop, y'all say, like,
you
a number.
Guys. What do you mean? What do you mean by you guys?
You guys.
What do you mean by
white
you
folks?
Guys?
When white folks go to Supercuts, I go to Classic Cuts.
That is Jeff.
Yeah.
That's
hey,
Jeff Lightsey Jr.
What you want.
But,
like,
you guys, white
y'all
people.
Say, like, give me a three. Give me a two.
So, you know? I don't ever
I've never
say
heard
that.
Of that.
I never.
I was like, what the hell is a two?
I never knew that either until, like, relatively recently, like probably in the last 5-6 years, but, like, people are like, I'm a two, I'm a three on the side, and I'm like,
I heard that in college, and I was like, what does that mean? He's like, a two on the side and a three on the top. I'm like, what are you? He's like, what do you say? I was like, I say ball fade.
What I normally do is I sit down.
Yeah, exactly.
Like,
give me a taper.
It's been 3 weeks since my last confessional haircut, you know.
Jeff,
and let them figure it out.
I got a question, though. When they give that number out, does that mean they go to different barbers every time?
I don't know what it means.
Because I don't even tell my barber anymore. He just knows.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. No, so Blank goes to two different barbers.
So I go to two different people,
like, huh? Like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
And I noticed a lot of them have something, like, not all of them, but most of y'all have, like, some women barbers.
I generally get my hair cut by two different women.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah. But yesterday was a guy. Because Derby City Chop Shop, you normally, like, I have a girl there that I like to use because she's kind of in my family.
Okay,
you know what I mean?
Makes sense.
And what's that? Oh, yeah, we'll get Tino on in a second. But she went in yesterday, and this is when I could go. You know what I'm saying? So like, I went to somebody I don't really know. But, yeah, I think some people go to different people, you know, stuff like that. So let's read a couple more texts. We'll get to Tino the Barber. Mixtape, you get it in when you can get it in. Yes, that's true in a lot of ways. Texter says, I get it, Blank, with kids. You just get it in when you can get it in. Hey, Blank, did you see Randall Cobb's house fire due to a Tesla charger?
Yes, I did see
that. When did that happen?
In Nashville. It had to happen the last couple days. So apparently, he had his Tesla charger caught on fire and caught his whole house on fire. Jeez. And the only thing he was able to get out was him and his family. Like, but everything else was lost. His house in Nashville completely burned down. I did read that.
All right, I'm going to read about that. That's very disconcerting. Well, I've not had any issues like that, clearly. I've been talking about it. But that is very, very scary. So Patino needs to remove his tattoo. That's from the text line. I get free haircuts from the wife, and I wait about 6 weeks too long each time. Would you let Brianna cut your hair?
Hell no. She's asked. Hell to the no. Yeah. Let her do a lot of stuff. Cut my hair is not one. Like, I mean, no, it's just.
Texter says, if I was Peyton Siva, it would really hurt seeing Rick say that about U of L. I agree. I kind of do wonder what the classy thing to do would be that if he wanted to donate, he'd be donating to both football programs. Because I kind of think that's part of it. It's like Rick probably can't, as a St. John's basketball coach, donate to Kentucky basketball.
No, yeah.
That's probably not going
to
work out.
No, he can't do that, even though he said he wanted to. Like, he came out and said he wanted to. But
by giving to UK football, they can now redirect money that was for football, now that they can redirect it to basketball.
Yeah, however
really,
they want.
In effect, they have it. And so,
yes.
You know, and one of the things, like, one of the things about the things that I like that Stoops does, is smart, is, you know, he's divorced. He's not... has to have like a family life at home. So what he does is he takes like a different two or three dudes out to dinner like almost every night Lexington. And
I didn't realize that.
He's recruiting NIL doing that. So go to Ruby's, meet and greet. You know, maybe you've had dinner with Stoops from the past, maybe you haven't. And sometimes maybe you're not really a donor. Maybe you're just there, but you might know somebody who is. And so he's like, look, you know, I'm going to eat. I might as well eat and talk.
Yeah.
You know, so I think it's kind of smart. Something that Stoops does.
What I do know he does, that actually makes a lot of sense, because when J.J. Weaver was here the other week with Strebel, he talked about, like, he's like, man, we can pull up to Stoops' house and hang out, and Stoops let us drive the Benz. You know, he said, like, Stoops let us drive his car around.
Right,
like, it's like, yeah, Stoops is our guy. And I'm like, and that makes sense hearing what you said, because even J.J. just like, man, Stoops is my guy, bro. Like, and it's not just me. It's like a lot of people feel this way towards Mark Stoops, and like when I can grab his keys and drive his car, then yeah, we're pretty tight. And I'm like, okay, that, and hearing what you just said makes a lot of sense.
NIL's lifeblood of the program. Let's get to Tino the barber. We've been talking about some barbering, you know. Tino, is 10 days too long for Jeff Lights here? Is it too often, too soon? We need a barber to weigh in.
Yeah, that's 2 weeks is too long for black people.
There we go. Told you.
That's too long. You got to get a haircut every week.
I told you. You know? I tried to tell him, Tino.
I still don't know how I feel about being you people.
I didn't say you people. I was black people.
He's a black folk.
Yeah, it's a black folk.
Yeah, that's why I said 10 days is pushing it.
Yeah, hey, that's too long, man. Your barber, though, your barber sitting over there like, come on, Jeff, man. You wait 10 days.
Wow. So what is the best length of time, then, for your clientele?
So what's my clientele?
I don't know. That's what I'm saying. He can say you people. I can't say your clientele. What the hell is this?
He just told you every week, though. It's like every week.
Every week. So every 7 days?
No, listen. I got you on this one. Because I cut black and white people's hair.
Oh, you do? So, okay.
Yes. I cut both. I do both. Matter of fact, I got more white clients than I got black clients. So... here's the deal. For white people, is it okay to say white people on the radio?
Fine. I don't care.
You already said it.
All right. Anyway, for white folks, it's 2 weeks. For black folks, it's every week.
Really?
You know, it's every week. I cut my hair myself. I cut my own hair. But I cut my hair twice a week. I cut it on Thursday, and then I do a touch-up on Saturday.
So if you're bald, like, you could save a lot of money. Right, because you can just shave your head.
Yeah, if you got a beard.
Yeah, you could do it if you want to. But I mean, it's just something about, like, because I cut my own hair, so I mean, it's kind of like the same thing. But sometimes I go to one of my boys' barbershop and let him cut my hair just because sometimes, man, it just feels good to let somebody else do it.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? The conversation, you sit back, get... I mean, it's kind of like the pampering for men. Like, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. No, every now and then, man, I sit back and do it, get the straight rays, shave and all that stuff. You know, it's nice to feel the towel on your face and stuff like that, but...
That's right, man.
If I had to go every single week, I don't know that I could build in the time.
I mean,
how do you have time for that?
Situation. You got to schedule it. You got, hey, sometimes you listen. Sometimes you got to make happen.
You have to.
Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's true.
You got to make it happen. You know, you can sometimes you got to be like, look here, honey. I'm going to get her. Hey, let me ask you this. When your wife gets her hair, if she gets her hair done, she makes an appointment and she goes through her appointment, right?
Yeah. That's true. That's like, you almost have to make your appointment while you're at your current appointment, almost.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
I see you next Friday.
You could just,
a lot of people's like that, though. It's like in their schedule. It's like built in, like work.
Do you have, like, Tino, do you have people that are like, I have every Monday at 1 o'clock, something like that, like every single time?
No, I do walk-ins, man.
So oh, you do
you
walk-ins.
You can come anytime you want to. Yeah,
got it.
You can come anytime you want to. Now, you might have to wait a little bit, but that's part of it. We're going to talk about it.
That's part of it, too. Yep.
Well, tell everybody about your barbershop, Tino. A little free plug.
Okay. It's Tino's Barbershop in Hodgenville. It's 27 Lincoln Square in Hodgenville, Kentucky. Hey, man, this is LaRue County. Hey, man, y'all need to come down here and check me out, man. Listen, right across the street from me, or two doors down from me, we got Leahy's Hamburgers. They consider the best hamburger in the state of Kentucky 5 years in a row. Across the street from me is the Sweet Shop. They've been voted the best sweet shop in Kentucky 5 years in a row, man. Come on down and see us, man.
You have Ethernet there?
Ethernet?
Yeah, like if I wanted to do a show at your barbershop, could I plug in?
No, man. This is a barbershop. What's wrong with you, man? Come on, man. I got Wi-Fi.
We don't rely on the Wi-Fi, bro. Wi-Fi, we met with what we had yesterday with Drew dropping out every 10 seconds.
Hey, man. And on top of that, you in the country, man, so Wi-Fi still ain't good down there.
That's what I say. It's LaRue County.
Hey, you get an Ethernet connection in there. If you ever need that for whatever reason, you let us know. We'll try to do a show there.
Hey, man, that'll work. Hey, can I give a shout-out, a plug?
Why not?
Hey, today's my wife's birthday.
Oh, wow.
Hey, today's my wife's birthday.
Mrs.
Happy
Tino
birthday,
the barber.
Sandy Cobb. Her name is Sandy Cobb. Hey, a lot of her, she works at UPS, so a lot of her friends at UPS are probably listening. So, hey, UPS, is if y'all see, send Sandy a text today and tell her happy birthday.
Sandy Cobb, happy birthday. Yeah, right. Tino, have a good one, man. Good luck cutting all the hair of the people out there. What do you mean, the people?
You people. What do
you
mean?
People. You people. What do you mean, my clientele? I love it. Oh, man. All right. Well, Bryna James got drafted. Daddy Ball's in full effect. We'll talk about that. I want to talk about EA Sports. I want to talk about football. Jeff Brohm and company, they got a little respect, but not enough respect. It's good, but it's not. I think it should have been better, but I kind of get it. You know, I kind of get it. So we'll talk about those things. I want to talk about jersey numbers.
Yes.
We got a lot to cover here left on the bone. That's why we're throwing Patino to the side. Get out of here, Rick. On the other side, we'll continue to roll along. Louisville Family Audiology is the place where I've gone for comprehensive and complimentary hearing evaluations annually. And you should do the same thing. So you go to the dentist biannually, twice a year. You go get your eyes checked once a year. You should get your hearing checked once a year. Go to the dermatologist once a year. Like, these are things you do to take care of yourselves, and you should do that. Build it into your schedule, right, Tino the Barber? Build it into your schedule. Go see an audiologist to know your baseline so that you know when you do have hearing degradation that you can start, you know, fixing it. There are lots of different ways that they can help you over there at Louisville Family Audiology. So go see our friends over there. Dr. Abigail Sweeney and her team are absolutely phenomenal. And they've helped my mom, Diener's dad, and a lot of other listeners. And so really appreciate everybody's support. We're invested get in your hearing here in the radio business, clearly. So, you know, you don't want to be saying, huh, what? You don't want to miss stuff. You want to be a part of the conversation. Loud environments, sometimes it's tough to hear, and they can help you overcome that difficulty. Plus, if you are living with hearing loss, it can be a risk factor for dementia later down the line. And that's been a Mayo Clinic study that has been uncovered recently. So fix your hearing so you don't have that problem down the line. So go see our friends, Louisville Family Audiology. We'll be back next talking about one of those things that I told you about. Maybe a little Bronny James, maybe a little EA Sports, but we're going to get into it all here next on The Diener Show on ESPN 680, 105.7.
Taking care of your family isn't always easy, so we make sure getting care when you need it is. With Baptist Health Urgent and Virtual Care, we bring you more options and greater convenience, too. With video visits available 24/7 and online check-in through MyChart for in-person visits. To check in online or to set up a video visit, go to baptisthealth.com/careanywhere.
When it's time to replace your heating and air system, we know people want options. That's why you'll always get a free second opinion with BJ Heating and Cooling. Plus, for a limited time, get 0% financing for 60 months on a new Bryant system.
Call the experts you can trust at BJ Heating and Cooling.
Broadcasting live from the Liquor Barn Studios, you're listening to The Diener Show on ESPN 680, 105.7, and 93.9 The Ville. Now, here's Mark Blankenbaker and Jeff Lightsey Jr.
With the 55th pick in the 2024 NBA Draft, the Los Angeles Lakers select Bronny James from the University of Southern California.
Yeah. Daddy ball in the NBA, baby. Let's go, LeBron. You got JJ Redick, your podcast partner. Man. The guy that you got to push somebody around, LeBron. You ran out of people. Now you got your son on the team. Hey, Bronny. One of your teammates is doing your mom.
You know, she reposted that. Savannah did on Instagram.
She did.
Yeah. She reposted, like, somebody tweeted that, and she posted it. She was like with a smiling first emoji.
Well, I guess LeBron has to do it since Delonte West used to do his mom.
Okay. Hey. Just fake expression.
Yeah. Hey, I hope Delonte West is doing all right, man. I know he was struggling.
He's struggling now. Is he on the road to recovery? He lost it for a bit, didn't he?
I think he like relapsed or something.
Last I checked, he's on the road to recovery. He's got some people helping him out.
Yeah, he was. Right, and then like there was a video that came out.
I don't think
it'll
be LeBron.
In the last month. Oh, yeah, hell no. Or in the city of Cleveland. Like, it's just none of that. City of Cleveland, L.A., Miami, those are off limits. And Delonte can go anywhere else, but...
I heard a good take, though. I wonder if y'all heard it. Unfortunately, it might have been Stephen A., but I can't remember.
Hey, talking to Mike.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I heard a take. I think it might have been Stephen A. Smith, but they said Bronny James, according to the draft, would be the fourth best player on UConn because Newton didn't get drafted.
Right. Well, that's the thing. And, like, you know, it's one thing if, like, Bronny averaged, like, 13, 14 points, got drafted 55th by the Lakers. My man played in 25 games and averaged 4.8 points per game, 2.8 rebounds. Like, he shot 36% from the field.
26 from three, yeah.
26 from three.
Mm-hmm. It's the 55th pick, though. Like, 55th picks don't, like they showed the history of the 55th picks. They don't pan out typically.
Okay.
Like, I mean, it's picks before the last pick of the draft.
But Anton Watson ahead of him at Gonzaga, right? Played at Gonzaga, 35 games, 14.5, 7 rebounds, 2.5 assists. That sounds like the 54th pick. The 56th pick, Kevin McCullough from...
That's from Kansas.
Is he from Kansas?
Yeah, the guy's from Kansas. Yeah, he was like National Defense Player of the Year 2 years ago, I think.
18 points, he was injured, 6 though. Rebounds, He's, 4 assists.
He probably would have went higher if he wasn't hurt going into the
hurt?
Draft.
Yeah, because Kansas had a rash of injuries that really hurt him and whatever.
And he like didn't finish the season.
Well, dude, Bronny James barely played the season.
It's the NBA draft, though. Like, you know, they take guys off potential or off nepotism sometimes, all the time. Like, it's the NBA.
What about, I mean, the only other nepotism.
Jeff, he, you know, LeBron wanted a spot, but do you think he'd be drafted if he wouldn't?
Hell no. He wouldn't.
And Rich Paul's over there telling everybody, don't draft Bronny. It's like...
Now, that was a spin.
Don't worry.
That was a spin. Like, nobody was going to draft Bronny. Like,
it's only the Lakers that are going to
take him. He literally only worked out for the Lakers and the Suns. Like, that was it. Yeah. Like, so there was no... Like, who's going to waste a draft pick? I mean, once again, even though it's 55th and most of the guys at that position don't even make the roster...
You also didn't have to draft him. You could have signed him as an undrafted free agent, like the Knicks did when they took Chris Smith.
Yeah.
That was a total nepotism play. Everybody knows that Chris Smith played for the Knicks because his brother JR needed a companion.
Yeah, but Bron is the only thing that has kept the Lakers from like being the Cleveland Browns for the last 5 years because of him being there. And so the least you can, and he's currently a free agent. Like, he is a free agent right now. Mm. And it's like, yeah, go ahead, hire the coach that I want, draft my son, and then sign me to 3 years, $160 million. and that's what I like to see. Mm. Yeah, Bron, get your coins, get your son drafted, get your buddy that you do podcasts with, and run the Lakers dry. Don't take no pay cuts. Don't take no shortcuts. If you LeBron James, you get to throw that around sometimes.
Yeah.
Like, I'm LeBron effing James, and therefore, you're going to do what I say. And I ain't mad at it.
How do you feel about
the
Lakers?
So you're a LeBron James fan. You like LeBron.
I'm a Lakers fan, too.
And you're a Lakers fan, too. So you're okay with the Lakers spending a draft pick on a player that wasn't going to be drafted.
If it was the 17th pick, I'd have been pissed. But it's the 55th pick.
You could have had, legitimately, Kevin McCutler. And then signed Bronny.
Cool.
Unless someone drafted Bronny. You know LeBron's got haters.
And nobody was going to do that. Because do you want... Because I heard the Bill Simmons thing. It was like, oh, they... Because I think the Celtics had 54. It's like, do you want your championship overshadowed by the fact that you're holding Bronny James hostage?
Absolutely not.
Exactly. Like, because what would have happened. More people would have been talking about
Celtics
the fact...
The Celtics are a real organization, man.
But that's what I'm getting at. And the Lakers aren't. Let's be honest. Like, the Lakers aren't. They just hired a podcaster as their head coach. come on, bro. They hired a podcaster, their head coach. They went through like four coaches in 8 years.
No. Donovan, Mitchell, I'll say this to you directly. I will fly to Cleveland weekly. We will record a podcast together. And wherever you're traded to, I will be glad to be the head coach to be fired. And you can scapegoat me, push me around. You can do all kinds of stuff, man. I'll be fine. Just get me paid, baby. Get me paid. I'll do the podcast. We'll drink wine. I'll buy the wine.
Buy it.
I'll bring it.
I'll import it.
Yeah, I'll import the wine. Liquor bar where Kentuckians go. Yeah. Celebrate life. We'll do this podcast. And then I can be the head coach of the Hawks or wherever you go. And you can blame it all on me. And that's fine. If you have a son, I don't think he does, but if you have a cousin or somebody that you'd like to have drafted, I'll make sure the front office will get him drafted. It's ridiculous.
I'm assistant coach, Blank.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, because I need that check, too. Yeah. We're bringing all of us along.
Because if we're going to do a sham, we'll do the full sham.
It's good for people to see me push back against Jeff because everybody thinks we're buddy-buddy. But I'm curious. He's a Lakers fan. How you feel about the Lakers' response saying, we didn't talk to LeBron, it's our decision?
Like, get the F out of here, dude. Like, that's not true. Think about it. JJ Redick's only coaching ever was coaching a fourth grade volunteer league.
There you go.
And now he's the head coach of the effing Los Angeles Lakers.
LA Lakers.
Like, but they never talked to LeBron. They
Our
never
choice was
LeBron.
Danny Hurley or JJ Redick. So then you lowball Danny Hurley to make it look like you actually did some stuff.
Yeah, but we all have brains and we understand you never wanted Danny Hurley. Because Danny Hurley, and the thing is, Danny Hurley did you no favors. Because he went on Lebatard and said, yeah, there was a number they could have reached and I would have left. But they didn't hit that number.
Right.
And the thing is, if you really want a coach, you especially a coach of his caliber, you say, Coach Hurley, what is your number? And then he slides you the number with a piece of paper across the table, and you either say yay or nay, but you're going to say yay if you want him that bad, because it's $15 million a year. Like, Danny Hurley's worth $15 million a year.
Is he?
Yes, he is. Wow. If Monty Williams can get $80 million to go away, Danny Hurley's worth $15 million
a year. If somebody gave you $80
million to go away...
Would you ever be seen again? I'd be gone.
Yeah, exactly.
I'd do the Jimbo Fisher Houdini thing.
I'd be, yeah.
You might spot me in 30A.
Maybe.
Maybe at the Crab Trap. Maybe drinking a rum runner.
I'd probably be seen again because I'd be doing a whole bunch of stuff I ain't never did before. And I'd be like, oh, that's Jeff. I'm like, hell yeah, it is. Yes.
Thank you, Detroit Pistons.
I know, exactly. Exactly. Now, would I ever be seen again in Detroit? Hell no. Just in case they think they want to take it back. Nah, you ain't getting this back, no. buddy. And just make sure them checks hit on the 1st and the 15th yeah. every time, and we'll be good in my book. But no, I would never be seen again in Detroit, but maybe at the Maldives or something.
The Maldives. In the Indian Ocean.
Come on, there you go, baby.
That's it. A texter says, guys, great show. Haven't laughed this hard since this early. Knew it was going to be a good Friday. Texter says, Bronny is no different than Nick Valvano being a producer for ESPN Louisville. Yeah, I would say that's probably true. Nick probably averages about 4 points a game here on his producer level. You know, I mean, you know, it's about a 4-2 producer level, you know, for Nick Valvano.
Hey, we ain't gonna do Nick like that, man. We are not gonna do. Look at yeah, Jay's running
I was about
in.
To say no.
We're
no.
not gonna do Nick
at
like that.
At the very
man.
Least, Nick is Austin Rivers.
Yeah, Austin Rivers. Yeah, yeah. I can deal with that. Yeah, let's go. I can rock
so,
with that.
So Nick's better than Bronny?
Yeah, yeah. He's Austin Rivers. Yeah, Austin Rivers was number 10 pick. He went drafted by his dad's team. He was he had the best high school mixtape ever, or one
right,
of them,
right.
like one
a
of
great
them. You
high
know,
school mixtape.
Yeah, it was. He went to Duke, hit a game winner over North Carolina, like Austin Rivers. You know, carved out. What he played like 10 years in the league. He did all right. Yeah,
yeah. yeah.
I don't know if Bronny gets 10 years in the league. Austin Rivers got 10 years. Yeah,
Bronny gets as many leagues as his dad has left. Let's be real about it. I mean, and LeBron might try to exert power once he's out,
and maybe
people
Bronny
are gonna
ends
be like,
up all right. Maybe
you can buy the team, and then you can keep paying your son if you want to.
He's definitely going to buy a team. That is for sure.
Which team do you think he buys?
Well, he's going to get an expansion team. He's going to get the team in Vegas. Whenever they get a team in
really?
Vegas. Yeah,
you believe that they'll just hand him the team?
Absolutely. 100%.
And we'll put it out to bid?
Well, he'll have the money, too, but he will be the, like, they're going to, because it's just a good look to have him around your league. Because I don't think he wants to do, like, broadcasting or anything like that. Like, I think he wants to be a team owner, and when the team in Vegas comes available, it'll be Bron with a group of people, but he will be the lead group.
You think he'll display the bronze medal in that facility? Texter says, I'm concerned. Have we heard from Ennis today?
Oh, man.
He must have disappeared or went to bed early last night or something. I was really interested in hearing his comments on the debate. 3 o'clock.
3 o'clock.
Yeah, that's when his show is.
Yes.
He doesn't show up at 7 a.m.
No.
I don't know what to tell you. I'm sure he's on Twitter. I'm sure. Well, actually, as poorly as it went last night, he might have just put the phone in the pocket. It might be worse. I mean, it was bad.
It was so
especially when they got to the golf discussion.
Yeah. You're not a six handicap. You're not a six handicap. It was just like so stupid.
Okay. All right. What would blank do in this situation?
Uh-oh.
Okay. My friend that has season football tickets to Louisville next to me. That sits next to him, just found out that he has to miss the Miami home game due to a family wedding. Well,
first of all, here we go. The
phrase in here that is key is he has to miss the Miami game due to a family wedding. You don't have to do anything. There's free will in society. All right. And you tell your family that you planned something over top of something I already have plans for. Okay. If you plan a wedding on a college football Saturday, I'm already occupied. Like right now. Not like 2024.
Yeah.
But like 2027, 2031, 2035. If I'm living and breathing, if I have air in my lungs and heartbeat in my chest, and you schedule a wedding on a college football Saturday, you have now decided that I'm not going.
All right? Is that right?
100%. Number one, it's part of my job.
It's just true.
Number one.
It's just true.
Number two.
Everybody's not part of their job, though.
Number two. I was on a cruise ship. I was a little kid, 8 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Won a bingo thing. It's like $400 or $500, which was a nice hit for an 8 year old in the early 1990s.
It's a nice hit for me right now. Right, give me $400, I feel good.
We were buying season tickets, like not about season tickets. We were buying like individual game tickets because you could back then. You'd get them at the convenience store or stuff like that. I was like, Dad, I want season tickets to Louisville football. All right? And he's like, well, we can just get tickets. No, I want to buy them. I got this bingo money. Okay. Bought. And I think he bought two hit twos. You know, I bought two. He bought two, whatever. But as an 8-9-year-old, bought season tickets. Since that time, I've had plans. I've paid money for these tickets. All right? You know that. As a bride, groom, family wedding planner, I've done this. I'm occupied. So you can, and by the way, I'm committed to Louisville football. Like, you met that dude or gal last August, and now you're getting married. I've shown the real commitment here. All right? This is new to you. All right? And you know what the calendar is. All right? Now, if you want to get married on a Friday, I'm there. I'll show up. I'll even fly out. Like, I'll fly out. I'll get a red eye the next day. You know, if there's a wedding on a college football Saturday, I'm not going. But if you're getting married the Friday before, I will find a way to fly out the next night or the next morning early. And I will spend my own money, spend a lot of money to go to your wedding on a Friday because you've made arrangements. All right. But if you get married on a college football Saturday, I am not going. Period. So that's what you got to tell your friend. You do not have to go. And you shouldn't. You should re-gift out of your basement. If they get married on a college football Saturday, you should go to your basement, re-gift, send it UPS.
Especially the Miami game, and say Louisville's like 9-1 or whatever. I don't know. I forgot what day the game is.
It's
going
to be a big game.
Yeah, like they could. Like,
it's the game of the year.
This is like ACC championship implications could possibly be mixed here.
It's Louisville's best game on its schedule. There are only six.
Especially home game, yeah.
There are only six. Mm-hmm. You booked it on one of the six.
Only get six chances to do this.
What are we talking about? You chose that. I didn't choose that.
Well, the bride probably chose that. But.
Just because you send me an invitation, it's an invitation. This I can decline.
You can.
Oh, it's my sister.
Okay. You want help? Like you, your sister, you're not going. If your sister had a wedding.
She knows better. And I'll go to the next one.
What about L? So L's a small child right
She's
now.
She's going to be raised better than this.
So let's call it 24 years from now, when L is, you know, some young man, has courted L, he's met you guys, he's around the family, all
you
this
You think
stuff.
He's getting through the filters and he didn't like college football?
I mean, what if he's a skater or something? I don't know. Like he's a nerd.
A
he's
skater?
Like, okay, he's an engineer.
Okay, he's an engineer. He's an orthopedic surgeon. Yeah, he's going to know that the father of the bride is occupied on college football Saturday.
But what if L's like, Dad, it's Louisville Clemson or Louisville Florida State. I got to get married.
No, she's going to be raised better than this. I'm sorry. I don't know what to tell you. Not in a weird, in some weird universe where she doesn't care or understand what that is. It's just not going to happen. We'll get married Christmas Day.
What about this like special venue is only open during? Because you know venues are special.
I'll build her a different venue.
You want to hear something funny, Jeff? When I got married, that was Cragthorpe's first loss at Louisville.
And look, I reserve the right that if we happen to be 3-9 or something like that and are on our way to 3-9 to opt out of the football game. Yeah. If Steve Cragthorpe happens to be our coach for an additional year. Like, if Kenny Payne, here's a good example. Here is a good example of this. So, I was adamant that Kenny Payne should be fired after the first year.
Right.
So, I always, like, spring break is always, like, right in the middle of the NCAA tournament. So, I always tell my wife, I'm like, look, like, we'll plan spring break, like, last minute. Or you can take the kids, and I'll just meet you when I can. Mm. I don't care. Like, that's fine. Like, but I'm going to be at the NCAA tournament. But when Kenny Payne was brought back for year two, and I understand why Josh Hurd brought Kenny Payne back for year two. I get it. But I told my wife, I was like, we can go to Hawaii next spring. We're not going to be close to the freaking NCAA tournament. So, and by the way, the guy that that my sister is dating, Cinco Push Justin is what we call him because he has five cats.
Oh man,
Cinco Push Justin.
He has five cats.
Yo, well, we're getting that number down.
That's wild.
I mean, as they wander off or whatever, you know, we're getting that number down.
That's a lot of cats.
But he texts in. He says, "We would never." and I mean never, mess with the sanctity of a college football Saturday. So here's a man who gets it, and these are the people that enter our family, right? So if you're a man or a woman that enters our family, even Jordan and Torin, they're moving in from Philadelphia. Mm-hmm. When they got married, they knew we got to get married in the spring, because if we don't, Mark's not going to be there. We get married in the fall. Like, and you know what? You don't have to make arrangements for me. I'm fine if you want to get married on college football Saturday.
I just won't be there.
I just won't be there. I'm just not going. It doesn't have to be like this fight or discussion. I'm pre-telling you.
So does the same rules apply during basketball season?
Not like regular, like NCAA tournament probably.
Okay.
Because it's a big part of the job.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, Derby Day, no.
Okay. I don't think anybody's dead.
But like regular season, like if it's a Saturday and we're playing Duke, you know, I'll go to the wedding.
Okay.
You know, I mean, I won't like it, but I'll go. You got to have some dates.
I got you.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But there's enough dates in the spring and the summertime, and there's Fridays, and there's ways to do this. It doesn't always have to be, oh, well, the colors. I got to get the colors of the fall. Yeah, you're very original. Your original idea. Texter says that Nick earned, not given.
Yeah, let's get it. Let's get it. Yeah, Nick, I'm with you. Earned, not given.
Did you hear the Lakers media member groan during the press conference when Redick said that he did not talk to LeBron about taking the coaching job?
Yes, I did, and it was very loud, and it was very audible.
Because
like, it was funny.
People are like calling LeBron out for his crap, and he still thinks that like this is normal.
Hey, for him it is. When you score 40,000 points, your normal is different from other
people. He ain't winning
normal.
Another title, though, bro.
I mean, he might not, but it's okay. He got 40,000.
Don't sound like luck on wood.
Tiger Woods. Look, I'm not guaranteeing it. I just don't see another title for LeBron James.
And that might be true, but hey, he's got four. He's got 40,000. He continued to push that.
How many does he have?
40,000.
No, titles.
Four?
Four.
Yeah, four of them things.
I thought he said not four. Not one, not two, not three,
well,
not four.
He's been to the finals that many times.
Yeah, well, he didn't say like that. That's not what he said.
Yeah, exactly. Shout out to Bron, man. Because that's the thing, Blank. Like, I mean, like, let's be real. Like people, the only thing I don't like is people act like LeBron is supposed to be like everybody else. When you're LeBron freaking James, you're not supposed to be like everybody else.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, it's just the truth. Like Mark, your life ain't like everybody else. Like, people, there's a whole bunch of Louisville fans, but they ain't the sheriff. You know what I'm saying?
You're damn right.
You're damn right. You know? Like, he's not supposed to be like everybody. Hell no, he's not going to be like Jason Tatum. Jason Tatum ain't LeBron James. And so if LeBron James wants his podcast buddy as his coach and wants his son as his teammate, then guess what? He can do that. Everybody else can't. And that's fine. That's fine. We live different lives. It's all good. Like, I mean, it's all true. Good.
Right. If Blank don't want his daughter to get married on a football Saturday, she won't.
Exactly.
It's not going to happen.
Exactly.
Let's get through the remaining of these texts, and then we'll go to break. So, you can't fool anybody. Biden's old, but let's not gloss over the fact that Trump didn't tell a factual truth the entire night. Well, I mean, it's Donald Trump.
That's what you expect.
He rolls up out of bed. Did you just take a crap? No, honey. Well, what happened?
What's this in this log in the toilet?
What's going on there? Texter, Mark, if it's one of your daughters getting married and her only dream is to have a wedding on the beach in the fall, no, we're not doing it. I'm busy. What if U of L, I have three daughters, by the way. What if U of L has a bye week the week of the wedding, or they play on a Thursday night? I'm good with that. I mean, I can make that work. I can make that work.
There we go.
Yeah, I can make that work. And if you schedule it that way, I'm good. We're good. Because I can make that. I can make that work. Mm-hmm. I'd rather go to a different college football game, but I can make that work. My stepson told us yesterday he is getting married Labor Day Saturday. Very selfish. No man with five cats watches college football. No, this one does. Sicko Push Justin does. Blake and Baker acting like he gets invited to weddings. You're right. I work very hard to not get invited. My dad coached women's field hockey for 16 years. He gets invited to weddings all the time. It's unbelievable. I hate that Anthony Davis's career is tied to LeBron James. Me too. So, all right. So, guys, thank you so much for that. That was a lot of fun. Really enjoyed that. But if you need more energy, if you want to lose some weight, if you do struggle with erectile dysfunction, call our friends over there at Tri-State Men's Health. They're there. And so it's funny. Like, once a week, I have somebody in my personal life, like, reach out and be like, tell me what the deal is. How can they help me? I'm like, well, schedule your consultation. Go on tristatemenshealth.com. Tell them what you're dealing with. And they understand. I mean, they have empathy. Like, this is, they're doctors for guys with these issues. And they're really common. You're not by yourself. And they have solutions that work. I am on the weight loss program, semi-glutide weight loss program, 24 pounds. I'm going for 30 by the time we get to the college football season, where I will not attend any weddings. Okay. But seriously, like, it does work, and it kind of helps keep it off, because it changes kind of your eating habits a little bit, like in a small way. Like, you don't really realize it until it's happened, and then all of a sudden you look at the scales like, wow, I've lost like 7-8 pounds. Like, it doesn't take a lot of work or thought from you. It's just something that happens naturally with the weight loss program. So basically what semaglutide does is it stimulates the hormone that occurs naturally in your body that makes you feel full. So you know what I'm saying, like, you go to Thanksgiving dinner and you eat 2 plates. That feeling that you have in your stomach, this stimulates that. So when you eat like half of your plate, you're already kind of feeling that way. So you don't eat as much. You don't snack as often. The time in between meals goes further. So you end up losing weight because you create a caloric deficit. And they can help you over there at tristatemenshealth.com. It's what I've done. It's what Rummage has done. It's James Strebel, Nick Valvano. And I'm down 24 pounds. Couldn't be happier. And, you know, it's something that I think everybody really, if you're struggling to lose weight, go take a look at, give it a try, and let me know how you do over there with Tri-State Men's Health. So on the other side, last hour, Jeff Lightsey will get into some football talk.
Yes.
We'll read more text. I'm sure there's probably more things going on the text line, probably more hilarity. Maybe we'll get into barbershop stuff and the grooming habits of Jeff Lightsey Jr. You know? On the other side, Mark Blankenbaker, Jeff Lightsey Jr., James Black producing the effort on ESPN 680, 105.7 and 93.9 The Ville.